first one is front and back. Oh, staple?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Okay, Chev, we're going to learn something that really requires a few hours. We're going to try to do it in a half hour. And it's what I've been doing in this Bismedrish from last year, take an Inyan in Halacha and to be able to try to understand it on our level from the perspective of Pnimius HaTaira. Some of you might have been at the two other Shiurim, where we spoke about differences between the two Madregas of Chachma and Bina as two different ways of looking at the world. We're going to talk about now in the context of a different halacha, and as I told you from the beginning, I'm very comfortable with the Svadish Cheva talking about moving from Pnimius, from Nigla to Nista, from Nista to Nigla, because that's the unique of the Jews from the places where you come from. And that's what's going to be Mashiach Zakenu, there'll be Mizgala, and this Hashem should be Bekarv. The Machloik is regarding the use of Yayin Lovan, regarding the use of white wine by Kiddush. The Machloik is. The Torah that you have in front of you is from one of the great Mashpiyim of our generation, Rabbi Shemaiah Morgenstern, from Yerushalayim, originally from England, who's a tremendous, tremendous Talmud Chacham in London, Kolotar Kula, and also a great Makubal. Chazav Hiskiv is Inyan Shel Kiddush al Yayin Lavan, Shabiyana Barichas B'Shavu HaKadim Api HaLacha. Last week, in the earlier Torah, in Lech Lecha, he was explaining Api HaLacha, the whole Inyan of using white wine. V'Haysef Atl V'Hinei Api Pnimius. And then Rabbi Shemaiah explained more Api Pnimius. D'Hinei Hashita Machmir B'Yayseb Inyan Zeh, HaPoselas Yayin Lavan L'Kiddush, Arfilu B'Deavid, Hishitas Ramban. The Ramban does not allow the use of white wine by Kiddush. I feel a bit of it. If you use white wine, the Ramban holds, it could be a brocha levatol, if you use white wine for Kiddush. That's Shitas Ramban of Bava Basra. Shemefarish is Abaye Shebegmar. The Gemara has a question. Chamar Chivarion Mahu. What is the din with white wine? The Ramban learns this simple pshat in Gemara that the Gemara is asking, are you allowed to make kiddush on white wine? The Gemara brings a pasuk which the Ramban understands. The simple pshat the pasuk is saying yain ki yisadim. The wine has to be red. Yain has to be red. Umefarish Ramban, dahainu the enakari yain ela odom. The Ramban learns Pshat in the Gemara that unless it's red, it doesn't have a Shem Yayin. It's not called Yayin, only ki is Adam, only if it's red. Vanan de machshirin Yayin love in the Kiddush. We don't pasken that way. We pasken like the Rambam. Or at least what's noticeable is the fact that the Rambam omits this entirely. Vanan de machshirin Yayin love in the Kiddush. We use Yayin love, and we use white wine for Kiddush. The Rambam doesn't bring it all in Yad. He doesn't bring it all this issue of there being any problem with the Yayin Lavan. He doesn't bring it at all. Would be a Habes Yosef, which is how the Beis Yosef brings down Lahalacha. The Lahavanas Rambam Kavanas Gemar Lechiach Maltira Yayin Ki Yis Adam. That what Shaf Sheino Adaim Yayin Mikri, still called wine, even. If it's not red, the Beis Yosef says the Rambam must learn. The pshat is that it's still called Yayin, and as long as it's Yayin, you can make Kiddush. So we have a machlokes between the Ramban and the Rambam. Is Yayin Lavan, is white wine, kosher l'Kiddush? Now let's go back and see, who is the Rambam and who is the Ramban? And we're going to learn, why is it, not only because we want to avoid confusion, but why is it that we pronounce the name of the Rambam, Rambam? And the Ramban is not Ramban. A lot of times Balei Tshuva struggle with that, you know. But why is it? It's Rambam and Ramban. Mil El, Mil Ra. Rambam, Ramban. Why? Who's the Rambam and the Ramban? Each one of the tzaddikim has a sherish in the higher world. And the Ari HaKadosh and the Shar Gilgulim talks about these things. The shorish of the neshama, the Arizal says that the shorish, the root of the soul of the Ramban, is the right payah, the right payah of the two payahs, the right payah, dezer anpim. We're not going to go into Kabbalah things, but it's for our purposes now that the shorish of the Ramban is from the right side. Now you all know that the right side is always an indication of chesed, right? Of chesed, of loving kindness. Shuktsas rachmim, l'chein zocher Ramban l'chochma se'emes kiyadu. And everybody also knows that the Ramban was a great mekubal, and he was zocher l'chochma se'emes, tremendous, even a chumash, the many, many sides that we have from the Ramban. So we understand that since, according to the Ari HaKadosh, or this girsa in the Shar Gilgulim, it's not so clear, but according to this girsa that we have in the Shar Gilgulim, the Ramban comes from the right side, which is Chachma. The right side is the Indian of being open to Sisrei Torah, to Kabbalah, as we spoke about in the previous Shiur. V'shorish Nishmas HaRambam, the Arizal says that the root of the soul of the Rambam is V'peya Smolus, is the left Peya, the left side. Shukulay Din, which is Din. V'lachein lo osak HaRambam B'chachmas HaEmes. Even though there are rumors that are brought down in the Nachas Ovis and the Abarbanel, and it's brought down in the Migdal Oiz, they're not authentic. The Rambam was not Oisik in Kabbalah. L'chein lo osak Rambam b'chochmas ha'emes. The Rambam's inyan was what? Halacha. Seichel, halacha, logic, right? That was the Rambam. The Ramban was side, the right side, chochma, is the inyan of side. The left side, which is bina, Bina is where dinim begin. Din is lahav and dover mitarch dover. Ben din la din, ben dom la dom, ben din la din, and so on. That's the meaning of the Rambam is halach. Now we can skip because I don't want to do the Kabbalah parts. Go to the over here on the next. Just go right over where it says Bepashas the Ramban. A little bit over on the left side, where it's Ois Dalit. Dihine shtei hapeyos diyamin usmol hanal. The two payas that the Arizal is talking about, the right and the left. Miramzois alischalkus shnei hakavim da chochma vahabina vezer anpin vanukva. So you know that the spheres are aligned in such a way where chochma is knighted to the right side, and bina to the left, and then we have the lower spheres, chesed right, gvura is left, and so on. Chesed gvura tiferes is in the middle. Netzach is nimos biyamincha. Netzach is right. Hod is left. And then we have Yisoid and Malchus. So the two payas of the Yamin and Smol are obviously, the Arizal is telling us about the two kavim, the Chochma v'Abina, v'Zerampin v'Nukva, the lower spheres of Chesed Gvur and so on, and then the Nukva is Malchus. V'al pizeh yizbor in yonim shel HaRambam v'Rambam. Shomnam b'pashtus nirash HaRambam hu b'chinis kav Yamin, v'Rambam b'kav Smol. Pashtus, meaning on the chitzonius, on the outside, the distinction between the two seems to be, what the Arizal seems to be saying is, in Pashtus, that the Rambam is the left side, which is din, pure din in halacha, and the Ramban is the right side, which is chochma, where there's already the world of side, is the world of side, of Kabbalah. Uchiyadua sharamban hu mibali ha-side ha-amitiyam, we know the Ramban was from the true bali ha-side, ubchibura ha-nifla ha-latara masker habi pomen biyum api ha-side, and there are many times in his parish and chumash the Ramban, where the Ramban discusses in Yonim and Sod in Kabbalah, and we know that the Soda Satara, Nister, Kabbalah, the Sherish is from the right side, Chochma, Kochma. Those who learn the Sorm a little bit know that that's the Inyan of the Kav HaYamin. So we understand. In Pashtus, what Arizal is telling us is the Ramban is connected to the right side, the right payer. And on the other hand, the Rambam was not Zoicha for Torah Kabbalah. Mekol chibur of hagadolim hem b'toras hanigla levad. And all of the Rambam's writings are b'toras hanigla. Even in philosophy, it's philosophical, it's rational, it's not Kabbalah, it's not Sisrei Torah, it's not Sight, it's Bina. Bina means working something out rationally to understand. Chachma is a flash of intuitive understanding. Chachma is this Indian of Sight, of Kabbalah. It's something that it's almost a gilui of something higher than the person himself. And that's Chachma, that's Sod. So that's the right side, that's the Ramban. The Rambam is the left side. The Rambam is din, is halacha. It's what's rational and philosophical, not Sayyid, not Kabbalah. Shebechinas hakelim, bechinas sviyas habina, shezo bechinas peyha smolas, ubezem uvenas hanuscha shalafeinenu shebesefer shal gilgulam hanal. And that's the nusach that we have in the Shahar Gilgulam from the Arizal. Is that clear? Ramban is sod, chachma, right side, right peya, whatever peya means in this nafas now. And the Rambam is left side is din, left side is bina, rational, philosophical, and halacha. Adka. Fine. Again, skip the brackets, go down to hey on the bottom of the page. Ulam, bebchina yoyser amuka. However, bebchina yoyser amuka, because there's an opposite gears in the Kisveri also. So bebchina yoyser amuka, if we go deeper. This is what it appears on the surface, what the Arizal is teaching us. But if we go to bebchina yoyser amuka, harambam hu bebchina sfiris hamalchus. Now we keep on going down with the spheres, go all the way down from Bina and travel all the way down Chochma Bina, all the way down to the list. That's Malchus, right? Malchus is the final sphere. So Malchus is the Rambam. HaRambam hu b'chinas sphere sa Malchus shekshu b'pnimiyusa the spheres of Chochma. The pnimius of Malchus, even though Malchus receives from all the higher spheres, but the pnimius of Malchus, the inner essence of Malchus, is Chochma. The Rambam was the first person, and nobody has equaled that work since then. The Rambam was the first person to bring together all of the halachas of Torah Shebal Peh. All of the halachas of Torah Shebal Peh in one sefer. Harihu bebechinas haMalchus, turn the page over. That's the bechina of Malchus. Shemeir etzla bepnimius kol or hachochma. Now, some of you might have heard that Malchus is Torah Shebal Peh. Malchus means everything being brought together. It means the big picture. That's the pnimius of Malchus is chochma, because chochma is the big picture. Bina is when you're distinguishing and separating this from that, that from this, this din, that din, this halacha, that halacha. Chochma is connected more to Nevuah. Chachma is to have a great sweeping panoramic view of the entirety of that which exists. So who was the one that brought together all of Torah Shebal Peh? Who gathered together all of the halachas of Torah Shebal Peh into one place? It's the Rambam. And the Rambam Sefer has in it Kol HaTorah Kula. Kol HaTorah Kula. Therefore, that Bechina is the Bechina of Malchus. Malchus means when everything is brought down here into this world, everything is brought together and gathered together, like we ask Yahashem L'melech HaKolars, B'yom Yashem Echad Shmei Echad. That Echad, of everything being brought back to Hashem, which is what the Rambam did with his Chibub, Mishnah Torah, that's what the Rambam accomplished. That's what the Rambam was. Therefore, the Rambam is Malchus. Malchus is Pnimius HaChachma, is the inner essence of Chachma. V'chein Isam Rebbe Zal means Rebbe Nachman, Shela Osad Lovo. Rabbi Nachman Breslov says that L'Asad Lavo Mashiach comes when the Ora, when the light of Chachma will be revealed. When the Ora of Chachma will be revealed, when the whole picture will be revealed to us, when the light of Hashem will be revealed, then we're going to pass on like the Rambam. We'll always pass on like the Rambam. V'chein ha'goyin ha'rogat shavar. You heard of the Rogachev? Yeah, yes, so the Rogachev was called a Torah Kula. If you didn't hear about the Rogachev, I'm not going to go into that now. The Rogachev, every single tiny little thing was part of the big thing. Everything about the Rogachev was called a Torah Kula. Shehi'ir etzlo b'chinas arach hachma. Omar says, derech limudo. The Rogachev said once that his way in learning, kibel meharamba mehatanya. He learned that way of learning from the Rambam and from the Balatanya. Mechazina mekolza. That even though in Chitzoniyus, the Rambam is connected to the left side, which is Bina, which is Din, which is pure Halacha. But really, the Rambam in Pnimius Malchus, Rambam is Malchus, which brought Kol HaTorah Kula together in one place. The Pnimius of Malchus is Chochma, is Or HaChochma. Vayinu Kanal, the Pnimius of Malchus Kshur B'Yeses Eis L'Or HaChochma. Well, Pirish Mori V'Rabbi Al Pizem Mat Yisem Rav Kodesh Merizhin. The Rishna said, Shah Rambam Hayim Mashiach Ben David Shebedaru. The Holy Rishna said that the Rambam was Mashiach Ben David of that generation. Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David is in every generation, but the Gilui of the ultimate Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David is what we're davening for. But in every generation there are certain tzaddikim that the Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef. The vision is said that in his generation the Rambam is Mashiach ben David, Shabbatar of Al-Kain, Hischi lekabetz kol hilchas ha-tayr lif'ol bezek kibbutz nidchei Yisrael. And therefore the Rambam began to gather together the dispersed halachas of Torah Shebaal Peh, because that was the effort of Mashiach Tzikainu, of Mashiach ben David, to gather together the dispersed of the Jewish people. Like Chazal say that when you learn Mishnayos, the schus of learning Mishnayos will be zeichah for kibbutz galuyos. Now you know that Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, was a descendant of who? Of David HaMelech. He was the Nasi, right? He was from David HaMelech. The union of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, was to gather together the dispersed halachas, the dispersed Torahs, the dispersed Mishnayos, because that's the beginning of Kibbutz Nidchei Yisrael. The Mishnah is the Oisiyas Neshama. The bringing together of all Jews is the bringing together of all Mishnayos, of all Torah Shebaal Peh, into one place. Therefore, the Rishna said that the Rambam was Mashiach ben David of his time, and he began the project of Kibbutz Golias by gathering together the dispersed halachas of Torah Shebaal Peh into one place, into one sefer, which is the avoid of Kibbutz Golias, of Jews, of Nishmas Yisrael, being brought all back together to Yerushalayim, to Eretz Yisrael. Elish lezachinav lahayadayin ha'es legula va'alkein nechlekulav. But it wasn't the time, and we weren't zaycha, and therefore there's machlokes against the Rambam, as you know, that he suffered from terrible machlokes, after his farm were burnt and so on. So we weren't zeicher, but the Rambam himself was the neshama of Mashiach ben David. Shekavonis divrei harav hakadosh merizhin, shahi harambam bebchinas David malei biyud, David malei biyud, which is the meaning of Mashiach ben David. I'm not going to go into that right now. V'hainu shemei b'malchus shlei erachachem u'miidach. Now, so in Pnimius, even on Chitzonius, the Rambam is pure halacha. Halacha, and halacha seems to mean bina, and bina the left side, which is this din. But in Pnimius, the Rambam is what is malchus, which is connected to the highest level of chachma, which means gathering all of Torah into one place, which is the need of kibbutz galuyos, Mashiach ben David. And in Pnimius, the Ramban, who before Chitzonius said the Ramban is the right side, but he says umidach Ramban kosev chidushim veyunim alamed vavmesechtes hashas. We don't have from the Rambam, but from the Ramban we have very, very deep pilpulim. Chidushim on 36 Masechtas of Shas. Shem Chinas Hazer Anpin, which is the Indian of Zer Anpin. Again, those of you who know that this, you'll understand what that means. The Indian of 6 times 6. And the Shisei Sidra Mishnah, 6 times 6, because the 6 spheres, Chesed Vot Teres Netzachid Yisai, the 6 spheres, times, and the Mishnah is a 6 Sidra Mishnah, Storm of Mishnah, 6 times 6 is 36. And the Ramban wrote on 36 Masechtas of Shas, Hu B'chinas Hazer Anpin, and therefore on a deeper level, the Ramban is connected to the spheres of Chesed Gevurah Tiferes Netzach Chayit Yisoid, HaKosher B'Pnimiyuso, the spheres of Bina. And those 6 spheres in Pnimius are connected to Bina. So the Rambam in Pnimius is Malchus. Malchus in Pnimius is what? Chachma. The Ramban in Pnimius is Zer Anpin. Zer Anpin means Chesed Gevurah Tiferes Netzach Chayit Yisoid. And those spheres, those 6 spheres that correspond to the 6 Seder Mishnayos, Storm of Mishnayos, are what? Correspond in Pnimius to the Pnimius of Bina. So on Chitzonius, the Ramban is the right side, but in Pnimius, the left side. The Rambam Chitzonius is the left side, but in Pnimius, he's the right side. Ukedchazina Shechidusha Ramban, Hemchinis Spheres Habina, Be'iyun Va'amkus. Be'iyun Va'amkus. The Ramban, even though, of course, he was a great Makubal, but the Ramban, the Melchamas Hashem, the Ramban's, the Chiddush Ramban, Be'inu Be'amkus, is the Koch of Bina, of making those distinctions, those separations in Lomdis, Ben Dom Ladom, Ben Din Ladin, in Pnimius, the Ramban is that Koch of Iyun and Amkus. The Rambam is more the Koch of what? Hekif, Kol HaTorah Kula, and the Ramban is more the Inyan of Bina, which is Chachma, and the Ramban is more the Inyan of Bina, which is the Be'in Uba'amkus. Be'in Uba'amkus is the Indian of the Ramban. Which is Bina. Now going back, we don't have time to read everything inside. We'll do a little bit more, but at the beginning I said that we're now going to be able to understand why is it that we pronounce the name of the Rambam, Rambam, and we pronounce the Ramban, Ramban. So Rabbi Shemaiah says a merdic thing, says an amazing thing. He says that when we say the name of the Rambam, we are emphasizing the right side of the word. When we say Ramban, we are emphasizing the left side of the name. Since in Pnimius, the Rambam is Chachma, Chachma is the right side, the Pnimius of Malchus is Chachma, the right side, therefore we say the name Rambam, Rambam. Rambam, Mil-El, with the Dogesh, the emphasis on the right side of the name, because he comes from the right side. In Pnimius, the Rambam is the right side. That's the first two letters, on the right side of the word. The Ramban, we emphasize the last two letters, that's the left side of the word. Because in Pnimius, the Ramban is Bina. Bina is the left side. So we pronounce the name Ramban. The left side of the word is Ramban, which is the Koach of Bina. Go to the bottom of the page. We'll finish quickly. Now we get back to the question of white wine and red wine. So we learned that the Ramban did not allow Yayin Lavan. He did not allow white wine. And the Ramban had no problem with it. And that's what we paskin. We use white wine also. It's white wine or red wine. The Rambam had no problem. The Ramban was against it. This is a very deep thing. V'hine al pize bia sheresh machlokes ben Ramban la Rambam ben yinyan loven shekra bia bize b'shem admar mtsoi schusing lani. Says we have the name of the Mittler Rebbe from Lubavitch. Shahayayin haloven hu b'chines charme chavayin atik. Shalav nunis hayayin ramezes, shalav nunis halayin b'yoseh shal atik, shabekeser shabekines loibin ha'elyin. Let me say it without getting, again, it's hard not to Kabbalah, but to say just try as simple as possible. So the Rambam says, the Rambam holds that we're allowed, he has no problem with white wine. Why not? Because lovan, that color of white, in Kabbalah, is called, the color white is Luban Ha'elyon, Lavnunis Ha'elyona, which is the highest level of crown of the Keser. It's a very, very, very high level of Elokus, of godliness. It's called white. Which we know that white is always a symbol of something which is absolutely pure, right? So what he explains is that since the Rambam is Pnimius HaMalchus, which is Chachma, that connects the last sphere, the Pnimius of Malchus connects to the highest sphere, which is Keser. Hein ga'alti eschem achris kereishis. Therefore, the Rambam means that connection between Malchus and the highest level of Keser of the crown. And therefore, according to the Rambam, white is acceptable. We use white wine because white is that symbol of the highest level of purity, which is the highest level of the crown. On the other hand, the Ramban says you can't make Kiddush on Yayin Lavan. Why? Not because it's not holy. Because the Ramban is saying that now, before Mashiach comes, we're not able to rise to such a madrega. The Ramban, which in Pnimius is the left side, Bina, the Ramban says that before Mashiach comes, we're not able to go to such a madrega. The Rambam is talking about Mashiach's side. The Rambam is on that level of Mashiach ben David, and that madrega of Mashiach ben David, of Kibbutz Golias, of Chochme El Yoyna, of Pnimius Shebe Pnimius, the Rambam says you could use white wine, but the Ramban is on the level of Bina. Bina is already more connected to this world, and all the chilukim and the machlokesin of this world, ben dom ladom ben din ladin. Therefore, the Ramban says we're not able before Mashiach Tzikeinu to use white wine. We have to use red wine. We can't use white wine. We're not holding by the madrega of lavnunis elyona, of loibina elyona, of that highest level of keser, of crown, that's only going to be mezgalu when Mashiach comes bepoil. But the Rambam, who was in the shom of Mashiach ben David, who was the Indian of Mashiach ben David in his generation, the Rambam holds that you could already use white wine. He was in that madrega of the highest level of Keser. And this comes out, let's finish, and this comes out, we'll just do the last, a little bit from the last paragraph, where it says, Shulchan Aruch Rav, Doim La Rambam, Vashchan Bahar Beidvarim, Val Pizeh Bir Gam Piske HaShulchan Aruch Rav, Vam Mishnah Ruben Yinizah. So, okay, so fellas, let's see if you can guess. There's a machlokes between the Rav Shulchan Aruch, the Baal Tanya, the Rav Shulchan Aruch, and the Mishnah Berurah regarding the use of lechatchila, whether you should use white wine lechatchila. So which do you think, who do you think would say that lechatchila it's mutter, and who do you would think that say lechatchila you can't use?
I'll take Tanya says that you are allowed to use white wine.
You are.
You are can use white
you
wine.
You can use white wine. Says the Mishnah Berurah says you can't lechatchila. The Balatanya says that holds that lechatchila you can use white wine. And the Mishnah Berurah says lechatchila you don't use white wine.
The same as Rambam. One is a dinan.
Yeah. Because the Indian of the Balatanya is Chochmila, is Chochmal Yerna. Therefore, even those of you who have learned Rav Shulchan Aruch, let's look inside. He explains. He's not bothered at all by this problem. Those who have had the schus of learning Rav Shulchan Aruch from the Balatanya know that the nusach, the lashon, the signon, the clarity of the Rav Shulchan Aruch resembles very much the Rambam. And go down a few lines, the last line in the word, like four lines down. The Badichev has said that the Rav Shulchan Aruch resembles the Rambam. Like we learned earlier, that the Rogatshav shekibel derech limudo meharambam mehashulchan harav, that what the Rogatshav learned, his way of learning Torah, his derech limud from the Rambam and Shulchan Harav. V'chein yesh girsus chasidim zekeinu b'shem harav kodesh merujin shomar shahayart zayt shel harambam he b'chav dalat tevis. Now that's not what it says in most calendars. Most calendars it says the Rambam's yartzeit is what chav tevis. But there is also a Masara that the yard site of the Rambam is Chav Dalet Teves, which is the yard site of the Balatanya, Chav Dalet Teves. She'ozu a yard site of Balatanya. V'omoy de Rav HaKodesh Anal, she'arambam v'atanya hoyu misherish echad, v'akein shneim ha-yard site shalhem b'ois ha-yayim, Chav Dalet Teves, they were from one sherish, the Rambam and the Balatanya. V'akein hoyu magbiya ha-Rav HaBalatanya se'arambam, therefore we see by the Balatanya, the Rambam was the biggest person. Also by the Lubavitch Rebbe's Chusulenu, by the last Rebbe's Chusulenu, everything was, he was the one that started to, that you should learn Rambam every day, right? He brought the Rambam very, very, very strong by Lubavitch, very, very, very strong Rambam. Because the Balatanya and the Rambam come from one Shoyrish. V'chein hoyu l'Balatanya misnagdim k'mei l'Rambam. The Balatanya also had a lot of aggravation from misnagdim, like the Rambam. Shneim b'yachad him b'chines v'samti kod kod shim shosayach. Kod kod is chavdal chavdal. That the Rambam and the Balatanya, the yartzeit chavdal chavdal. V'samti kod kod shim shosayach in the pasuk. Then the last page, the second page, is v'midach ha-Mishnah Berurah chashash bin yinzei yoyis l'das Rambam. On the other hand, the Mishnah Berurah was chayshish for the view of the Ramban. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says that lechatchila you shouldn't make kiddush on white wine. If you don't have red wine, you make on white wine. But lechatchila you should make kiddush on red wine. We know the Mishnah Berurah considered himself to be from the Talmidim of the Talmidim of the Talmidei Hagra of the Vilna Gaon. Al Rabbi Hagrosha Yegodl Ulai Keharamban Vaharashba. Rav Chaim V'Lozhin said about his Rebbe, about the Gur, Ulai, he was like the Ramban and the Rashba. L'fi Gyusa Acheres, Acherim Armul Hagun Rav Chaim, She Rabbi Hagro Godl Keharamban, L'Hiskum Azed, there's another Gyusa that says not, that it wasn't Rav Chaim V'Lozhin, but the Talmud said that. When we come to Yadu Amir Absalik Akorin, the Mashman Yisrael, Oymim Yesh B'Zeh Ezen Akudis Emes, that when Jews have, they make a mistake, there's also Emes to it. Akol Panim, the Rambam and the Rav Shulchan Aruch go together, and the Ramban and the Mishnah Berurah go together. L'maisa, we see that both sides is Eluv Elu Divul Kim Chaim, and we should be Zoichim as Hashem to drink the wine of the Shivas Yimei Breishis, the wine from Gan Eden Mikedem. We should be Zoichim to see that there should be Sholem Ba'aretz. We should be Zoichim to meet Hashem to drink to make a lechaim of Malkim Mashiach, but maybe Amen Amen Amen. Oh.